Thank you. Good morning. My presentation today is about zinc reactions with polycrystalline iron oxides and implications to solubility and bioavailability under flooded rice production. I'm Courage Bangira. Zinc is an essential component in most enzyme systems and also proteins that are involved in many biochemical pathways. Deficiency in plants and humans causes poor growth and development. Humans acquire zinc mainly through food intake, especially the consumption of staple food. And rice is the staple food for more than 3 billion people in the world. However, about 2 billion of the world's population suffers from zinc deficiency. Soil is the major source of zinc for plants, and zinc deficiency is widespread in padded rice production systems. Soil and genetic factors impact zinc uptake in padded rice production systems. So, in padded rice production involves flooding of the soil with water, as shown in this picture. And in these systems, oxygen is very much depleted. However, the rice plant has got mechanisms to transport oxygen into the growing root systems, as shown in the next cartoon here. So oxygen diffuses through the plant into the root systems. And under these conditions, because of the reduced conditions, iron-3 is reduced to iron-2. And because we have oxygen that is of high concentration in the rhizosphere here, the iron-2 is then oxidized to form iron-3 or polycrystalline iron oxides. And these iron oxides are commonly referred as a plaque in the rice production system. So it can be shown by these systems. Now, this picture shows areas of brownish where iron-3 dominate, or where iron-3 has been oxidized to form iron-3 oxides. And this picture shows the image of rice roots that has been growing under flooded conditions, showing the plaque on the roots. Also, this image shows the plaque on the rice roots. Now, because zinc is an essential nutrient, plants acquire it through the soil, but however, because we have iron-2 here, and that iron-2 is oxidized near the root zone, we hypothesize that the production of the iron oxides react with the zinc to form a surface complex that makes zinc less available to the plant. We also hypothesize that zinc that is in the soil can react with the sulfides, thereby making it less available to the plant. As can be shown by this cartoon here, there are two mechanisms that we hypothesize. One is the formation of the surface complex on the iron oxide surface, and this form of zinc is more readily bioavailable. The other mechanism that we hypothesize is that zinc co-precipitates with iron oxides and forms part of the iron oxide structure. And this form of zinc is less readily bioavailable. Our objectives are to determine whether zinc is structurally incorporated or surface adsorbed onto precipitating iron oxides, and to determine if zinc is present in iron oxide plaque. We also like to determine if the potential, to determine the potential availability of zinc from iron oxide plaque. Our experimental procedure involves three steps. The first step involves the use of synthetic iron oxides in the laboratory and adsorbing zinc onto the iron oxides. The second step involves the co-precipitation of zinc with synthetic ferrohydrate. So we started with solution iron 3 chloride and zinc solutions and co-precipitated together to form two-line ferrohydrate, which is a polycrystalline iron oxide. And then we performed desorption experiments in order to determine how much zinc was adsorbed onto the surface and also how much was co-precipitated with the iron oxide. Now, to determine the amount that was on the surface of the iron oxide, we used the DTPA extractant, and this extractant removes the surface complex zinc. The next phase was to sample rice roots from the field, and we then extracted zinc and iron using DTPA and ammonium oxalate at pH 3 in the dark. Now, ammonium oxalate at pH 3 in the dark dissolves the polycrystalline iron oxide. So in this case, we are trying to determine the total concentration that is both on the surface of polycrystalline iron oxides and also which is part of the crystalline structure of iron oxides. I'll show you some of the results that we have. Here we have, these are the results for the adsorption experiments. So in this case, we started off with 1 milligram of zinc and adsorbed them onto the synthesized two-line ferrohydrate. And this axis shows the amount of zinc that remained in solution after adsorption experiments. And can be shown by this graph, most of the zinc was soluble around to about pH 6, and then it decreased to about, it decreased significantly at pH greater than 6.5. So most of the zinc was really adsorbed at greater than pH 6.5. And this graph shows the desorption experiments whereby after centrifugation of the supernatant, we then reacted the two-line ferrohydrate to determine how much zinc was absorbed onto the surface. And as can be shown here, at greater than 6.5, we are actually removing most of the zinc. And this really showed that the zinc was really associated with the surface of the iron oxide. For the co-precipitation experiments, we started off with 16 milligrams of zinc per liter. And as can be shown here, when we determined the concentration of zinc in the supernatant after the reaction, we found almost no zinc in the solution, which indicated that most of the zinc was really associated with the iron oxide structures. We then extracted the two-line ferrohydrate using DTPA to determine how much zinc was associated with the surface. And what is shown here is that about a third of the zinc was really associated with the surface of the iron oxides. Now, with decreasing amounts of zinc, with decreasing amounts of initial zinc, we found that most of the zinc was really became associated with iron oxide. So it was really adsorbed or co-precipitated with the iron oxide, as can be shown here. It's about four milligrams per liter zinc concentration that are acceptable with DTPA become very, very low. Now, We also extracted zinc and iron using DTPA and ammonium oxalate from the roots that were growing in the fields. And the roots were oven dried at 60 degrees Celsius and then cut into about 10 millimeter lengths. These results show the amount of zinc that was extracted using ammonium oxalate, and this shows the amount that was extracted with DTPA. As can be shown here, DTPA extractable, ammonium extractable zinc was significantly greater than zinc extracted with DTPA. And in both cases, because we are extracting, because ammonium oxalate extracts both surface and absorbed, you can say that zinc was really co-precipitated and also absorbed on the surface, considering the difference between these two concentrations. So in conclusion, zinc is incorporated into the structure of iron oxides during co-precipitation. An iron oxide plug on rice roots adsorb and incorporate zinc surface and structural complexes respectively. And zinc availability and solubility in pad rice production is impacted by the reaction with iron oxide plug. Thank you.